The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad to see you guys. A lot of crazy stuff going on. A lot of crazy stuff happening in the universe. And I'm probably more meditated up than I've ever been. And I'm more rested. I just got to get to where I can talk. And then we'll be good. The crazy thing, I've been going through a little procedure with my leg, as you know. Some of you guys do, some of you guys don't. And now I'm getting all better. And I went through my little surgical procedure this week. Thank you guys for saying prayers for me. Appreciate that. And so I'm a little rested, which is good because when I'm this rested, I can see through walls and stuff. And so I can see through you guys and tell you what's going on with you. And, you know, it was really interesting because as I got ready to do the show tonight, I talked to God and I said, God, you know, what do we do the show on? What do we do? You know, and he goes to me, he said, I want you to do the show on love. That's all. Just love. Just love. Hand me that over there sitting on the couch. And so it's like, and love is so damn simple. How do we screw it up so badly? How do we mess up love? I mean, how do we do that? How do we just mess up love? Right? Right? There you go. There's love. My dog's perma-stoned. He's just hanging out. He's like a stone dog. And he's just like chilling. And he's happy. He's happy all the time. He's just a love bug. And so if you can tap into a puppy, a dog, you guys will find some love. A cat, an animal. I see Darlene. Darlene's got kitties. But you guys, you really, how do we screw it up so badly? How do we mess up love? And so, look at that. That's cool, right? You ever rode in the sand like that? Remember when you were a little kid? My gifts are on 20 tonight. And so you guys are crazy. It's sort of like the last spiritual retreat. My gifts on a scale of 1 to 10 were 4,000 or something. And so that's sort of like what they are tonight, I can tell. And so remember when you were a little kid, go back to that love vision, go back to that riding on the beach thing as I hug a puppy. And so you guys, I am asking God to give all you guys your child spirit right out the bat. Okay. Well, I want you guys to just say, God, ask God for the gift. Just say, God, may I please have my child spirit? God, may I please have my child spirit? Say it out loud like you mean it. Because if you do, this is going to straighten you up. I'll straighten you up by the end of this show if you want to be straightened up and feel good. And so there we are. So just do it. God, please allow me to have my child spirit. And that's all you got to do. There you are. And see, now you notice you feel a little brighter. Your eyes got a little brighter. You feel a little lighter, a little happier, right? I felt, it's really weird. I felt the dog get warm. Anyway, here you go. He's getting fat. He's like me. He's like hanging out, eating too much with me. I don't, if you feed your dog, is it okay to feed your dog bonbons?
It is.
Okay. It is. All right. Okay. I thought they couldn't eat sugar.
That's not real.
Is that a myth?
Yeah.
I don't know. No.
That's a myth.
Everybody's screaming.
No, you're not supposed to.
Just because one dog.
No, you can't feed your dog. No, I don't feed your dog.
That's not true. Just because one dog accidentally died on sugar, Gary, don't mean they all will.
Well, I think you're just making this up, Dean. I don't know.
He is. Because he gives Bella ice cream and chips and candy, and I'm like, stop it.
I hear you guys fighting about what you feed your dog. You know, where's Bella? Bella,
she's right,
she
here.
Right,
oh,
here.
Okay. Right here.
She's right
here. Yeah. She's a daddy's girl.
Yeah, but just look at the love. She's like a little love bug, right? Yeah. So you guys notice we have these auxiliary packs of love around. You know, and that's just great with this. I look over and I see, you know, it's really funny. I see Jared, you know, hugging the dog and the dog hugging him. And so they're just wonderful. And there's so much wonderful in our worlds. And there's so much love in our world. And so you just got to tap into it. You got to just look around. You just got to feel it. And so, and you know, Dean, you guys are like love bugs. I mean, I look at you guys. You guys are really, you guys are really in love.
We are in love.
I'm always.
We're still in love. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, and I'm blown away. I'm blown away with that. I'm blown away. I see Alice Maskin. Alice, I love you. And so I was in a coma. I feel like I need to return about 10 phone calls of Alice going, "Are you okay? You don't feel okay. I wish you were healthy. Get over your surgery." You know, they sent me such a beautiful message that I burst into tears, you know, of love. How cool is that? Alice, how do you guys love so much? Let me talk to Alice. Let me talk to Alice because I've been wanting to talk to Alice because I've been like in this like getting well coma, you know. Alice, you guys wrote books on love. Your art is love. Your energy is love. Your home is love. You're all about love. And so how do you just keep on doing that? How does that work for people who don't understand it at all? And believe me, and see, when I tap into you, see, I feel the love. That's beautiful. You cannot talk to Alice without feeling the love. You cannot talk to Alice and Richard without really feeling the love. And see, I get all teary. And so with you guys, experience love. What the hell is wrong with you? Experience love. And so how do you just keep on giving like you give? How do you do that?
It was much easier to give than be kind to people than it is to be mean and nasty and horrible and not and be stingy. And so I think people just have to start being kind to each other and start being compassionate for people. And it's that simple. It's like the golden rule. You do unto others do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
Right.
Because you know, people have wrote, Richard wrote a book called, I wonder if I can remember the name of it.
Loving Promises?
Loving Promises, but a call from, well, this one was for men, but it's really for everybody. For people to become warriors for kindness. Instead of warriors for killing people, and I think that's really the key is just to keep your heart open and be kind. And
you can read two pages of Richard's books and Alice's books. You can you know, a lot of times when I'm over at your house, thank you for putting up with me. And, you know, I always bring about 30 people with me and, you know, 14 dogs and, you know, but it's like, what a love fest it is to come and hang out with you guys. I mean, it's been beautiful and continues to be that way. And I can like look in and just find any page in the book and I'll read the page. You guys ever do that? You ever take a book and just open it and you know, that's the page you're supposed to read. Well, anyway, I can do that with your books. And I find this amazing, you know, pearl of wisdom. And it's just crazy.
Well, we've been together 41 years and we're still madly in love. And there's not a day that goes by when we don't express our love for each other and give thanks for all our blessings.
And you have so many anniversaries. I always feel guilty because I miss all of them. But it's like,
also, we have five of them. We got married to each other five times, but not because we needed to get married to each other. We just kept renewing our vows. And it was a great idea to have a party, but our last wedding that we had, our vow was to just remember that each day we have together may be our last. And it's a very powerful thing because, you know, everything is so precious and it might be your last. So it's so much better to be kind to people and be kind to each other and care about each other and serve each other and help each other, whether it's your spouse or your children or your friends or just, you know, people on anybody, you know, just be kind.
You know, when I tap into the whole audience watching this, 67% of the people actually heard what you said right there. And the rest of you, and the rest of you guys are total idiots. And I can't, anyway, I mean, or you just damn don't get it. The rest of you guys, the rest of the 67% that did not hear what she just said, can you say it sort of again? I know you, it'll be a little different, but, you know, say it again.
What did I say?
You,
no. Said,
you talked about just how it worked.
Just be kind. Just be a kind person. You know, care about other people. You
99% of you heard that. 99% of you guys heard her when she said, just be kind.
It's so much easier to be kind than to be a jerk.
Mm-hmm. How many of you guys, and if I tap into, how many of you guys are kind every day, no matter what? Well, I'm really surprised at the numbers. 33%. That's a big number. Okay. Now that I told you guys that, it went up to 76%. So, Pete, you got to be called out on stuff. I mean, Alice is the king of calling me out on stuff. And so she, and I go, damn it, she was right again, right? And so we have a tremendous history of this. But a lot of times when you get called out on stuff, you actually look at it and you become aware. So only 33% of you were really being kind every day. And now it bumped on up. Now it went up to 82%. So if you guys aren't kind, damn, the hell's wrong with you? Be kind, right? What is it?
You suffer when you're not kind.
You suffer when you're not kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest, you know, that's a huge takeaway. That's a huge epiphany. And so that's the reason when I sit around your dinner table, I'm paying attention. I mean, I could be in a coma, tired, worked all day or traveled or did whatever, you know, but when I sit around your dinner table, Alice, I pay attention and I have really got some pearls of wisdom from you guys. And so, I'm so lucky because to be able to do that. And so, but you guys really do get love. You really do. You really do. And so hats off to you. I love you. And thank you for saying a prayer for me.
I say prayers for you all the time. I
need them.
I love you.
I love you back.
And I love how you're spreading love in your program and how you are with people and how you, just the kindness that you have in your heart is beautiful.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? And it's just, you know, and I got a lot of the, you know, I couldn't figure out how to do it. And, you know, I did radio shows for years and still do all over the place and TV things and things. And I would be like, you know, I always wanted to perfect this craft of being able to get people to understand love. And so I'm so happy to kick off the show tonight, just talking to you for a minute about love. And you spread that all through you and Richard spread that everywhere. Everybody that knows you freaks all out. Let me add Darlene to the program. Can I add Darlene with Alice?
Yeah.
What? What is it?
I'm going to grab Richard while you're grabbing Darlene.
All right. Okay. All right.
Mario?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
I see her. You know, Darlene.
You got it?
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, like,
okay.
I see her.
Oh, hey, Darlene.
Darlene. What's it like being friends with Richard and Alice, Darlene? What's it like?
Hold on. She didn't unmute yet. She turned her camera off by accident. Darlene, turn your camera back on and then unmute. Oh, she was abducted by aliens. Come back, Darlene.
There
we go.
There
you go.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, there you go. All right.
Alice, I am technically a nerd. I'll tell you, I have nothing about all this stuff. But being friends with Alice and Richard, it brings tears to my eyes.
I just cried
because they are some of the most giving. There is no doubt when you're around them that they're there with you at every moment. There is no doubt that they love you, that they care about you.
And they put up with you.
And they put up with you. And they tell you the truth.
They tell do. You the
truth. Even it's hard to hear sometimes. But Alice is great at that. You've mastered that, Alice.
Get it too, darling.
Truth-telling. And yeah. I cannot tell you how much I've gotten from them being friends, and you, Gary, of course. But I mean, the love is there, and you can't help but feel it, and you can't help but give it back.
But let me just add something. I have, and you know, I have a psychic wisdom where I can tap into, you know, beings a lot bigger than me, right? And it rolls through. But that's not always really just me. I'm being honest, right? And so, like, I may say, you know, oh my God, get screw yourself. You know, I mean, I may say, oh, I may feel like, what the hell's wrong with you? You know, but Alice and Richard have this thing that is a loving wisdom that is beyond. And so it's just, and you're their friend. For how long have you been friends with these guys?
Oh, long time. Long, long time.
At least 30 years.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe, but yeah, at least 30 years. It's been a long time.
Nobody, I don't think everybody ever leaves, you know, I don't think so, you know, because that's the reason Thanksgivings have, you know, almost 100 and or more, and you know, and parties are the same kind of crazy thing, and it just keeps on going. You know,
I just have a quick story to tell you, a quick story. And this is about our friend Riley, who passed on.
Right, I know Riley.
Riley. Okay. Right. Yes. And he's a therapist. So we are all very close friends. And I know this ties in somehow. I cannot figure out how right now, but I know I need to tell you. I had a dream or a vision of Riley a while back. And I saw him in this vision, and I said, and we were all together. There was a lot of people, Alice and Richard, I zoomed in on Riley, and I said, Riley, I'm so happy to see you. I don't know if I'm talking to you now or before you died or after you died or. I said, there's no boundaries. There's no boundaries. And he looked at me and he said, well, you finally got it, Darlene.
Wow. I got the same message. I was talking to Richard and I thought I was talking to a dead Riley and he was still alive. Right? Remember that? Remember that? That thing happened to me with you guys.
And he said, there's you finally got it. There's no boundaries. And that's how I feel with Alice and Richard. And there are no boundaries. We're just love is all encumbering. All encumbering and always there. And that there's not before or after, it's just in the moment. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a empowering, beautiful thing.
Yeah. Well, and
for you, the same way, Darlene, they don't call you Darlene for no reason.
You're a rock star. I love you. And I like your sweet potato thing you cook. that's just the best. And so how do people get your books? Where do they go to get your books? Because you have so much to offer, so much to share, so much to give. You know, I was talking to Travis today about this and he's like so excited working on a new project with you guys and stuff, you know, a piece for you. And it was really interesting, you know, how much we had to say. And I'm like, oh my God, I just need to, I've been lucky, and Darlene, you've been lucky and to have Alice and Richard for our friend and friends. And so, because we've learned so many things from you guys, you have so much to teach other people. And I mean, that's what I see you guys. You just somehow you got to be teaching other people. And through the books you have are magical books. And I was telling Alice, Richard, before you came in the room, I'll be at your house and I'll open the book and I'll just read a page or I'll read two or three sentences. And it's always the right sentence for the time. And so when you guys can do this, let me explain to you what that is. Like when you can open a book, and I've heard people say that about, you know, mine and Dean's book, Your Keys to Heaven, but you can open a book to a page and it will have your message you need to know. Mm-hmm. And so that is when it's a truly spiritually led book. That's what that is. And I've done that many times with the Bible. I've done, you know, whatever. But there's this energy that's about what you guys are doing. And I just hope you guys I hope you guys are somewhere hanging out on a tour bus, traveling around selling books. That's what I wish for you guys, you know,
along with snake oil.
Yes. Snake oil is good. Yeah. I'll sell that. Darlene and I can Darlene and I can sell the snake oil. But I'm serious. That's what I wish for you guys. But how do they get your books? What's your website?
Amazon.
To Amazon.
And he's got a new book coming up. I'll show you the cover of it. Although it's got a line through it because it's just a sample so we can check it and make sure it's going to print. But it's called Love and Time, and it's just the most magnificent book about love and time. And it's going to be coming out pretty soon.
Beautiful cover. Cover.
And yeah, except this line doesn't belong there. That's just to say it isn't for sale yet because we have to check it out and make sure.
Okay, Love and Time. Anyway, Richard Maskin, Alice Maskin.
Yeah, and actually, I'm writing another book now. I'm really excited about it. It's for late teenagers and early 20s, young people. And I think it's so important for young people to learn about.
That's the one that Travis was talking about with me because he talked to you guys since I have. And he was saying, I can't believe he's writing a book about that. You know, because that's sort of the story of his life of different problems and things and so part of. But he was like, he was blown away that you're writing a book about that. And I am too, because it's so badly needed.
Yeah.
You know, badly needed.
It's always been so important for you to be reaching young people. I've really honored you for that.
Because, thank you.
You know, because those are the people who can really make change in the world.
Well, they do. And because they're smart. I figured this out a while back. They're smarter than we are. I mean, you know, they really are. You know, like I'm like, oh, wow, far out. You know, like this last spiritual retreat I had a lot of young people and a lot of every people, older, younger, middle, everything. But I had some younger people that were like, I could not get to the bottom of their spiritual well at how gifted they are. Raekwon was like that. A lot of the other people were like that. And I'm blown away at what they got. And so they're coming in with these gifts of not knowing what they have to share and what they have to give. Yeah. And they're most of the time incredibly misunderstood. And so I think that's brilliant because I think you're going to nail it. And Lord knows you had enough of experience with Travis hanging out at your house drunk. And so, or whatever, or me with like 20,000 people all around, you know, and lots of young people from all the morning radio shows and, you know, doing spiritual retreats in Ojai. So, I mean, you guys are just, you're good support to put up with us. But we appreciate you. I just want to say, I love you guys. I love you guys and I appreciate you. And I appreciate you for sharing your love and making us maybe being able to understand it a little better. See, understanding love. God told me tonight to do a show on understanding love. What would be the biggest takeaway that you would say? How do people understand love better, Richard? How do they understand love better?
Be on the same team.
Oh, okay. Like oneness, right?
Like oneness. Like Alice is on my team. She wants the best for me, and she'll do what it takes to create the best for me.
And it both works two ways, yeah. You know.
And I want the best for her, and it's just as simple as that. We'll do it what it takes to make each other happy.
Yeah, and it's easy.
And that's the expression of love, because you know people say love is poetry and all these feelings. But love is what you do. It's action. It's behavior. And that's what makes love real.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. That was powerful. Could you guys feel that? Feel your hands get warm. Feel how warm and fuzzy. There we are. You got warm? Hey, you're lucky. You guys are lucky. Y'all just love. So big cute. Love. Well, I appreciate you guys. Well, I appreciate you guys and love you. And so,
and love to you too, Gary. And also, as long as you ask for how people can get the books, I can tell them just to go to themaskins.com onto our our website, there's all the information about the different books that have been written, and they're all, well, I'm not really being prejudiced, but I am prejudiced because I live with this person who's a loved creature, and every word that comes on that page is the truth.
Wow. So I know.
It's lived.
It's lived. Live it. It's lived, you know, and it's beautiful. So
there we are. Yeah. So the Matskins, MATZ.
KINS.
At Matskins.com. Matskins.com.
I'll put it in the chat.
Yeah, there we go, guys. Perfect. Well, I love you. I just want to say I love you. I love you. Thank you, Darlene, for chiming in and hanging out.
You know? Yeah. Thank you, Darlene.
I appreciate you guys. Okay, now that I got to talk, I got to fill the rest of the show with love. And so, but you know what? But you know, you gave me my dose. That's all I needed. A little dose of love goes a long way.
Keep that leg healing, okay?
I am. It is. I'm doing better. I'm doing much, much better.
So happy.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing much better. You know. That's it. Yeah, even my surgeon, even the doctor that's doing the surgery on me is like, can I come over to your house and like hang out and have dinner or party or something? You know? So I'm like, yeah, of course. Of course. So, you know, but a lot of that's from you guys because I think I really learned a lot about love from you guys. And so, and I hope everybody else does. Get the books. You guys are gonna freak out. That's all you gotta do, the matskins.com. I love you guys. I'll see you soon. Let me go talk to people.
All right. I got a whole list for you, Gary.
Thank you. Love, love, love.
Love you guys.
They're amazing.
I love
them. Oh my God. They made me cry just talking to them.
My eyes are teary too.
Yeah. And that's just the vibe. That's their vibe. That's what it is. That's what it is. Anyway, who are we talking to? Let's talk to people.
Oh, yay. Thank you, Gary. Well,
I'm going to talk about love. I mean, whatever, they're going to ask me some question about something that's like important to them. I'm still going to drag it back to love. So anyway, who are we talking to?
I'm going to go to Catherine Alvear. She's been waiting for a while to get spotlighted. Thank you, Catherine. She's been waiting since a couple weeks. Thank you.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Hey.
Nice to meet you guys. Thank you.
Hey, what's happening, girl? What's your question? What's going on with you?
I'm worried about my dad. Are we going to see him soon? Are we going to get him out of jail? Like, what's going to happen with that?
Mm-hmm. Is he charged with two? Is he in trouble for two things?
Quite a couple of things. They keep adding on. It just keeps, I don't know. I don't know anymore, honestly. It's just.
Do you have a new attorney? You have a new attorney?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The new attorney's going to sort it out. So there you are. Answered your question.
Okay.
Yeah. The new attorney. Yeah, that's easy. And so you already done it. I'm just telling you about it. What about love? Ask me a love question.
Oh.
Are you in love?
No, not with
why not?
With somebody. I just got out of a relationship in December, so I'm starting trying
okay. to. Well, okay. Well, here's what when I read you're out of a relationship in December, it's reasonable that you're still pissed off with love, right? And
I'm not pissed off at love. I'm pissed off with maybe him, but I still believe in love. I think it's beautiful. Good.
I think that's great, but you're still pissed off at love. And so, okay. So that means you're going to run. That means you're going to run it off. So how long will you? So ask me the question, Gary, how long will I run love off from me? Because I'm just, ask me that question.
How long am I going to run love away?
Okay. 4 years.
Oh, okay.
You want to drop that down to nothing?
Yes, please.
All right. Here we are. I'm clearing your energy. I'm pulling it. You got dizzy. Feel how dizzy you got? Right? Feel really dizzy. Kind of uncomfortably dizzy, actually. Feel all that going on? There. Now better. All right. Now then, you got warmth in your feet and your hands finally. Feel that?
Yeah.
You were totally disconnected because you were pissed off at love. I figured this out a while back. If you're pissed off with love, you're also pissed off with God.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, you know, you are. And that's what being pissed off at.
I don't want to be mad at him.
Okay, well there you are. Now feel your hands get warmer.
They're
So
sweating
that's what,
down.
so that's what I'm doing. I'm breaking it down tonight for you guys. I'm breaking it down at what love is. So if you're pissed off with love, what did we learn? We learned, okay, if you're pissed off with love, you're pissed off with God. If you're pissed off with God, you don't have any light. Now I notice you're starting to sweat a little bit. You're feeling warm. I can feel this. I'm an empath, so I'm feeling your whole body get warm inside. Now then, all you got to do is ask God to bring you love. Tell him to bring it tomorrow. Say, bring me love. Bring it now. Ask him to bring it. Never ask him.
God, please bring me love.
Now.
Now. Okay, now.
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 Please.
Please.
He goes, now and soon, okay? He asked that question. Say, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Now you got really hot. Feel that?
I'm so teary. Yeah.
Yeah, that's because you're getting healed. And you're gonna get two potential soulmates within the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
And I heard just say yes. If somebody says, hey, how are you? Could we have dinner? Go, oh yeah. Sure. Yes. I'm just telling you, there we are. That's how easy it is. If you got the spiritual gift, I mean, gifts, I have a lot of spiritual gifts, so I can do some crazy, freaky things. And these days, the pace is very fast. God wants you to straighten out and quit wasting your time. So quit being pissed off at love. Don't waste 4 years of your life. Now you won't. That's good, right?
Yes.
And then you would just be appreciative. How appreciative are you that God did that for you right then? Not me, but God. How appreciative? On a scale of 1 to 100, how appreciative? It's a 40.
Oh.
It's a 41. Okay. So you're only 41% appreciative. So that means you're going to get 41% or less that this comes into reality in this dimension. Damn. You're still screwing it up.
It's not good.
No. So how do you appreciate? There we go. Now, by me bitching at you, you actually went up to a 78% appreciation. Well, push it on up, girl. Come on. Go up to go to 100. Go to 100 appreciation for God hooking you up.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Now you went to 112. There we are. So you're 112% in. All right. There you go. Your hands got really hot. Feel that? And I see you sweating. Feel how it works? Okay, this is how spiritual things work. All you guys that are watching, if you're following, how many of you guys are following? I'm calling you out. Where are you now? 69% of you actually caught that. The rest of you are asleep or something. I can't believe how many people are snoozing. Okay, now it kicked on up. Now it's at 91. Damn. Now it's at 97. Okay, now it went on up to 100. There we are. And so why not just get it? Why not just get it? So many people have so many examples and all this stuff right in your face, and you really got to kind of get called out on it or you don't get it. And I realized that I was not being a good Alice. Alice call you out on stuff. And then you get it. You go, oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. You know, we have a thing. But you now feel how warm your hands feel.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a bizarre sense of feeling okay. Feel that? That's because you got love coming to you. You've now manifested love. So you got to let us know what's going on in the next couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
I love you. Look how bright she is, guys. Look how bright she is. That's crazy, right? There you are. Good luck. Good luck, honey. That's beautiful. Who are we talking to?
Awesome. Thank you, Catherine.
Michelle, okay. What did you think? What did you think about that process, Michelle? What did you think about that?
I agreed. I saw that. That was good. That was a good process, Gary. You should do that to everybody.
All right.
Yeah.
Whether you need it or not.
Yes.
But everybody's wanting love. You guys are wanting love. You're wanting love more than anything else. That's the issue. Everybody needs it. Everybody's wanting it. Everybody wants to feel love. And you guys, it's almost like you got the brakes on. You're like, you know, and you're dragging your legs. You're dragging your feet. You know, come on. Come on, guys. What the hell's wrong? Come on. Let the love happen. Let it happen.
Allow the love.
Right. Yeah. And drink more wine.
There you go.
Did I say that? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, you just thought it, Gary. You didn't hear it.
I slipped out. Whatever. Something will work.
That's funny.
Anyway, who are we talking to? Who are we talking to? Who are we talking about?
I'm gonna put Paulina Palacios on because she wanted to ask about love.
All
Oh,
right, Paulina.
good. There we go.
Hi, Paulina.
Hi.
Hey, my girl.
Hi.
You're beautiful. You're so pretty. You know?
You.
Yeah. Are you in love?
Yes, I'm very much in love. I just got married, actually.
Yay!
Yeah.
I feel it. You are very much in love. What does that feel like?
Amazing. I feel fortunate. I'm very grateful. I found my person for sure. You
How'd
met
you
him.
find him?
You met him. My dad passed away and I'm a real estate agent and I needed a new lender and I think my dad put him in my path as his
Oh.
gift to me.
Oh. I see your dad winking.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's around
Yeah.
a lot lately.
Yeah, he's right there. That's beautiful.
Oh.
Oh, hey, congratulations. I'm glad you met your soulmate. This one's really good. He likes to do adventures too. He wants to go on little trips, things, and that's him, right?
Everybody says we're like the adventure couple. So that's
Oh,
funny.
okay. Yeah. So I see you guys doing all
Well.
these. I see all you guys, you know, Richard and Alice, when they met, they spent a couple of years running around the earth to every place in the world. I mean, they were riding camels and, you know, going across oceans. I mean, it was like, you know, they experienced and traveled all over the world.
We have an RV and we travel everywhere. We were in Ojai too. You told us you
Ah.
took our RV to your house last time we talked in
Oh, I
Vegas.
remember. Yes, absolutely. Bring it. That
Yeah.
sounds good. That's perfect. That's perfect. I love it. I love it. I love RVs. I'm doing a whole RV thing. That's another show. But anyway, I am.
Let
Ah,
me
I'm
know.
ex
I'll be there. We'll be there.
perfect. That you'll freak. Yeah. Because come and see me. That's it. I got plenty of places for RVs. Anyway, so what's your question?
I have a daughter and we've talked about her in the past and she's in Hawaii and I'm trying to love her and I do what you taught me and like take the black area around her and make it disappear. But I had to bring her home from college. She is struggling so bad and I can't meditate enough. Or if I meditated 23 hours a day, I don't think whatever it is stronger than me. I've never felt so sad and happy at the same time because I'm so in love and we're so happy. And then we have, it's like this dark, dark energy and she's fighting it in her head and she keeps thinking, she's like hopeless and wants to, is constantly saying she just wants to die and she's just looking for the way to do it. And I'm trying to help her and I can't.
Okay, honey, I'm going to try to help you too. Okay. I have a lot of gifts. I'm going to use them all on your daughter. Okay. Tell me your first name. What's her first name?
Athena.
She's backwards in her body. And then I'm going way out and I'm getting rid of 62 hell dimensions out of a possible 64. Feel how dizzy you got right then? Like almost sick dizzy. There's like a lot of stuff. There you go. Now your sinus is open. Now you got bright. There we go. Man, I'm just pulling all the demons off of her. She is one possessed girl. Good Lord. She's got cutting demons, eating disorder demons. She's got demons. Does that make any sense?
All of
Anyway, all of that. Okay. And so I'm just clearing all these off of her. And so there she goes. She's got addiction demons, especially through a friend. There, I'm just clearing all this off of her. There we go. Now I'm cracking this. There's a huge dome of darkness over her, and I'm cracking that. Ask God for the key to unlock the sky, the dark sky over your daughter. Ask God for that spiritual gift.
God, please give me the key to unlock
The dark sky over my daughter.
the dark sky over my daughter.
There, now there's a big key in your face. Grab it. Okay, grab it. Okay, now put it up into the sky and turn it. Put it up and turn it. One more time. Turn it again. Turn it again. There. Now crack that off. Ah, feel how you can breathe suddenly.
Yeah.
Crazy feeling, right? So
Yeah.
you can totally breathe. It looks like that. And so now your feet are warm, face is lighter, feel happy for no reason. So does your daughter. You're just empathing her. So she had a sky of darkness on her, and now we just took it off of her. And so there we go. Let's see what happens. And now it's just your job to love her. And there you are. Yeah. And you're a love bug, so that's easy. You know, even her.
Thank you,
Yeah.
Gary.
Yeah. Let me know how she's doing. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen a bunch of new spirits go into her. I saw spiritual gifts go into her. I saw demons flying out of her. It looks like bats flying out of a cave. There's so many demons flying out of that girl. And so there we go. But we unlocked that dark sky. And so, and you know how I knew how to use that spiritual gift?
No.
I simply asked God. I didn't know to use that spiritual gift. I didn't. But I just simply ask God. And so that's all you guys, you know, pay attention to this one. These days, you have to ask God for let me say the, THE, capital THE, the spiritual gift to do what it is you want to do. So just ask God, say, just say, God, so you say it, God.
God,
Can you please give me the spiritual gift every day to help my daughter?
can you please give me the spiritual gift to help my daughter every day?
Every day. There we go. Now your hands got really warm. Feel that?
Yeah, my hands are sweaty. They're like sticking together, so are my feet.
Yeah. Well, you got 42 spiritual gifts right then. He gave you 42 in advance to help her with.
I'm gonna wake up
You
every
can.
morning and I'm gonna say that every single morning. Thank
Yeah.
you.
I heard you'll save her life. So there we are. That's big. You're gonna be all right. She'll be okay too, better yet. That's good. You're already all right. You know? And you got that love bug, you know, soulmate person hanging around. And it's much easier if you got one of them, you know. The more love you got in your life, the more love you got, the more light you got, the more God you got. There you are. I appreciate you. I really do. Bring your RV and come see me.
Thank
You guys are
you.
great. Come to a spiritual retreat. Okay? Please. There we are. You guys look great. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're the best.
Thank you, Paulina. You're beautiful.
Oh, isn't she?
I'm happy
If
you're
you
in
guys,
love. I'm happy you're in love too. Thank you.
if you guys could not feel that,
Yeah.
you are just something wrong with you. You know what I mean? You got to be able to feel those things. And so let me go to Christy Moore real quick. Let me talk to Christy.
All right, let
Christy.
me cross her off my list.
Yeah, Christy's a mama. She's a good mama. You
Yeah.
know, Christy, you go through a lot. You got boys. You got how many
Right.
boys? You got 700 boy children. How many boy
Poor
children? You got four.
boys.
Four. It feels like 40. Anyway, and so you got grandchildren now. So I mean, you're a mama. You're a good mama.
Oh, thank
You
you.
could you felt her, right? You could feel her.
Yeah. I could. It just goes right. I don't even know how to describe it. Like right just into your heart. It's just, yeah,
Yeah.
it's hard to describe. But when your kids are hurting, and I've been clearing one of my sons a lot, and I saw him today, and he looked good. And it just the happiness. It's just our kids, when they're hurting, we hurt. And when they're happy, we're happy. They're just
It, that's
extensions to
just
us.
that's what it's like, right? And so you mamas are something. I'm always talking to Alice about that. And so, but you guys, and so you gave her 50% of the light she needed to pull it off, by the way.
That's
How
good.
cool is that? You alone did that. And so that's big. That's really big. Makes me teary, guys. Love makes you teary. It makes you feel, you can feel it. And so you gave her 50% of the light it took to heal her daughter. Wow.
That's cool.
That's because you have the sense of oneness. You're a person that's one. You're a good mama. You want everybody to be all right.
You make me
And
cry, Gary.
you made me cry, girl. But that's what love does. And so know you did something. And I want all you guys to be awake to this. A lot of you guys are asleep. You're asleep at the wheel. You go, well, yeah, I could get involved, but it's really my dog's not in that fight. Yeah, it is. If you're alive and breathing air on the planet Earth, your dog's in the fight. Yeah, it is. Wake on up. Love. Use your gifts. Use your spiritual gifts. Ask God for the spiritual gifts you need to use. And that's a big trick. That's a big thing. You want to ask God every day, please, God, give me the spiritual gifts to clear me and everybody I love. And that may be everybody. You may not even know who it is you love, but you want to get these spiritual gifts every day. And you want to ask for those spiritual gifts every day. You know, it's really funny. One of the people that works around me, you know, today, I said, did you meditate today? And this person said, sure. I went back to the garden. I went to the other garden. They're here on the property and at the retreat center in North Carolina. And, you know, and I said, that's nice, but did you ask God for the spiritual gifts to clear your energy with? And this person said, no. Okay, well, then you didn't do anything. You went for a lovely walk in the garden. So there's a difference, all you lazy meditators. There's a difference in going for a lovely walk in the garden and asking God for the spiritual gifts to clear yourself and the people you love. So you want to say, God, please give me the spiritual gifts I need today to clear myself and the people I love. And you can even say it out loud. God, please give me the spiritual gifts today to clear myself and the people I love. And then he'll probably give you a sword. He may give you a staff. He may give you a ball of light. He could give you a big orb. Whatever it is, take that gift and use that gift. And I know you do that, Christy. I know you do this every day, right?
At least my kids. I need to expand it out more. I do my kids, their spouses, and my grandkids, and I do my friends. But I just afterwards, I think of all these other people I should be doing too. But I try. I'll just say that I try. Some days I do
Okay.
better than others.
Well, I think we can all try harder, and so that's where these days we got to try a little harder. But you gave her 50% of the light it took for her to pull her gig off that she was trying to do with her daughter that was troubled. Beautiful. Thank
Thank
you
you,
for
God.
that.
Thank you, God. Can I ask you a quick question while
Course.
speaking of that, it's ironic because my question was, I've been having issues with like self-love and feeling oneness with others, and I try and clear, and I'm having eating, binging, all those stuff is coming back, and I clear and I clear, and I'm just having a lot of like loving myself, being good to myself, feeling one with others, feeling worthy. Do I have blocks? Can you just clear me? I've been trying to clear myself and it
Yeah,
hasn't
okay,
worked.
I can clear you. It took 63, 67 spiritual gifts. And there we are. And I just cleared you. Look how light you feel.
Yeah, feeling good. Thank
All
you.
right.
Thank you. I
Yeah.
appreciate
Now
that.
you can ask for those same gifts. You know, you
Was
could
I
just
doing it
simply
wrong?
call.
Because I have been asking and I have been trying to
You
clear.
didn't feel worthy and you had old traumas blocking you from the gifts.
Okay.
So we all have traumas. We all have old traumas. You know, you could have family traumas, most common. And I see that. But now you'll find it'll be a lot easier. Ask God for the gift to get rid of the old traumas.
God, can I please have the gift? I need to get rid of the old traumas.
There was a gift I got through last week's energy clearing. So if you guys go back in the archives of the online club, the Enlightenment Club. It's the one with the blanket. And so the spiritual gift of the blanket. Did you do
Okay.
that meditation? I did it the other day.
I've
And
tried it a few times and I haven't felt anything. I try it and I either fall asleep or I get to, like something was like I kept
try it now.
trying.
Hey Judy,
Okay.
we got that. Do you have, I don't know if Judy's got that pulled up, but we can, you know, but it's just,
Can pull
you
it
got
up.
it. All right. And so, but you want to imagine this blanket. It was like I got up and you know I didn't feel worthy of nothing because I was sick, right? And I was like beat to death, and I thought, good Lord, I got all this I got to do. And anyway, so God and all these, I saw all these angels, and they brought this golden blanket, and then they put it over me, And it was like, and so all you got to do is I want you to imagine, and this usually happens. They showed me it right at sunrise. So imagine the sunrise of the day today, and you're gonna imagine right now, and you'll see this golden blanket come from where the sun rises, and it'll just go over you, and there we are. And so now, Christy, there we are. It just went over you. See?
Felt much different than when I was doing it by myself earlier. Thank you.
Okay, there we are. Okay, so
Great.
you guys
Thank
want
you.
to ask for the gift of the golden blanket. And so just say, please bring me the angelic gift, God, of the golden blanket. That's what you guys want to ask for. God, please bring me the spiritual gift of the golden blanket. And now just imagine this big golden blanket going over you. Ah, there. See how you feel warm and fuzzy? Right? Now you feel good about yourself. See? And so that's all it takes. And there we are. And you guys will heal up from that.
I love you, Gary, and I love you doing your
Hey, you,
show.
I
Thank
love
you
you. I'll
all
talk
so
to you.
much.
Hey, I'll talk to you
I
soon.
love you, Christy. We miss
Bye,
you.
Gary. Yeah. Enjoyed talking to you. Enjoyed that. I enjoyed that very much. There we are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All about love. All about love. Who else we got, Michelle, that's wanting to talk about love?
Yeah, I'm gonna put Tobias Bischoff
All
on.
right,
I
Tobias.
think this
All
is
right.
girlfriend too. Hey,
Right.
Tobias, we miss
Oh, there
you.
we are. Hey, buddy.
Hey, can you hear us?
I
Yeah.
can.
I'm
I
looking for my
can.
mom.
Hi,
Oh,
Gary. Nice to
How
meet
did your
you. Oh my God,
mom?
he looks so young.
Yeah. How did your mom become pretty?
Beautiful.
Your mom,
Old enough.
your mom is beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
There we go.
Twins.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love her.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So what's y'all's question? What's your question? And you know, I remember how you raised Tobias. Tobias is like a love bug. I mean, everybody at the retreats, everybody, you know, with Jen and all the different things he does, they all love him. Everybody loves him. And so because he resonates this vibration of love. I love him. I feel this like he makes me high. You know, I just get high. You know, I can be doing a spiritual retreat, beat half to death. And Tobias would be like, hey, you want something to eat or you need something? You know, I mean, he actually really cares. He must have got that from you.
That's what mom wants to hear.
No, but it's the truth. He must
Yeah.
have got that from you. And see, when I tap into him, I see, I always from the very beginning, remember Tobias? I went, oh my God, your mom's amazing, right? So,
Thank
yeah, so you are. You
you.
too.
And Gary,
Yeah.
I would like to thank you so very much for the opportunity that you gave Tobias when he was traveling around with you. It's a beautiful experience, and he was in regular contact with me, keeping me
Oh,
on top
good.
of everything you guys were
Oh,
doing. So just
yeah.
beautiful
Oh.
experience. So thank you very much for taking a
Oh, well,
moment out.
we can do it. We can do it over and over again. You know, a lot of times what happens is, see, I forget my regular life is like somewhere over the rainbow crazy, right? And so we find ourselves in, you know, celebrity parties and things and dinners with, you know, with famous folk. And, you know, for me, they're just people because a lot of times it's friends. And so, but it's a cool experience for people to go through all that and all the shows or Vegas or Hollywood. And so Tobias got to be on the leg of a California trip, and they're always crazy fun and Vegas trip. And so, but he's great. Great to be around. And so, and he got that from you. So
I
thank you. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you
Yeah.
for
If
the
you,
compliment.
well, if you could raise me about six more like him, that'd be perfect. We'd be
Those
good.
days are over.
Anyway,
But I do
what's your.
work with a lot of children, so hopefully I in can influence them.
Yeah. But my mom, she had a question about a small tumor by your ear.
A couple of years ago, probably about 3 years ago now, I was diagnosed with something called an acoustic neuroma. And essentially, it's a benign tumor that it's considered a brain tumor, but it grows on the eighth cranial nerve that leads up to your brain. And it's a slow growing thing. And I've been on a what they call a watch and wait with an annual MRI just to monitor it. But it is continuing to grow. And I don't really, life goes on, and I generally feel totally fine. Once in a while, I have a little bit of a sort of dull ache with it. But if, with the trajectory that it's on, it will likely need to be, something will need to be done about it at some point. And I
Okay.
was talking to Tobias earlier this evening that, cross that bridge when I get there. it's mildly concerning, but it's not something I think about all the time or whatever. But he's like,
hey, I'm seeing. No, well, I was saying thank you very much for that. But I see, you know, I want you to ask God for the spiritual gift to make it shrink.
Okay.
Now, right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
God, give me the gift to make this tumor shrink.
I'm watching God. Ah, I'm seeing the old man in the cave. The old man in the cave is spoke about very little. Most of the time, people don't even know he exists. But he's the wise man of the heavens. And he has no ego. That's the reason he has no name. He's the old man in the cave. But he's the one who runs the library in heaven where you check out the spiritual gifts. It's like a library where you check out a book, but you check out spiritual gifts. And I see him putting together 1, 2, 3. And then he went to another heaven, 4 different holy waters. I know this sounds crazy, but I'm just telling you the process in my head. And usually this is a process I never tell anyone. I just do it and I go, you know, because I think it's too involved and they won't get it. Maybe they will. But anyway, I'm seeing 4 different holy waters go together, right? And there's the old man in the cave. There we are. He looks like that too, by the way. And so Dean and I learned so much from him when we were writing the book, Your Keys to Heaven. And so his cave is the 11th dimension of heaven. And so we wrote a book about the 10 dimensions, getting to heaven. And so just say, God, I receive this gift. Please allow me to receive this gift. That's all you got
to
say.
Receive this gift. Please allow me to receive this gift.
Big old drop of this holy water just went into your head. Your sinuses opened. Your hands got warm. Your chest is light. Your feet are getting warmer and warmer and warmer. And there we are. And now then, it looked like a bat that flew out of your ear. That was weird. And so.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Feel how your ear's warming up inside? It's kind of strange. Now it's your neck a little bit. Feel that whole area, that side of your face. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird, huh? There you are. And now you got your light in your eyes. There we go. The vision I get is I see it shrinking. There we are. Holy water. And so, but I see it going. That's what I see. There it goes. Now your sinus is really opened. You know, feel that? It was a shift.
Yeah. I think in conjunction with that, there have been sinus issues as well. So.
Oh, okay. And so yeah. There we go. Yeah. I'm just watching what's happening with you. Now I see a big old ocean and I see this blanket coming in with a sunrise and I see it going around you and getting wrapped around you. There's that blanket again there. How warm and fuzzy do you feel? That feels so good. Feel it?
Pretty what does that fuzzy. Feel
like? Right? You know? That's beautiful. Come to the next spiritual retreat, please.
I will try.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring this guy with me.
There you go. Come as my guest. Please come. Anyway.
Thank you very much. Thank right. you.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Love you guys. It's perfect.
Love you too.
Yeah, I you did you a good job. You did a good job. You should raise kids for a living.
This, but is, you're a this teacher. Is the one that might provide me with a grandchild one day.
Oh, yeah. There we are. Yeah, aww. You'll have... I see 6 of them. Good luck. There we go. Good luck.
Stranger things have happened.
Beautiful. They're beautiful. Thank you guys.
Thank
you.
Thank you guys.
Now you feel totally different. Your hands are on fire. I feel them warming all up. Feel that? It's kind of a crazy feeling. Yeah. There we are.
Gary, I must have tapped into that because I am burning up. I had to take off my sweater.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Well, there you are. Perfect. I love it.
God, that made me tear up big time.
Yeah, you could feel it. That's good. Yeah, that's what it's like. Was he heaven's actually giving us all these spiritual gifts to heal ourselves with and to heal other people with, you know? And it's all part of love. That's all part of what it is, you know. It's just all in the love, that whole little love network thing. There we are, guys. Appreciate yes. it. There we are. Who are we talking to?
Okay, Gary, I'm gonna put Maggie on. Maggie, thank you for
that's
being patient.
That's who I wanted to talk to. That's
I read
funny.
Your mind.
Yeah, you really read my mind. Last week we were crazy like that. Every person, I was wanting to talk to Maggie. That's funny. I saw you. And I want to talk to you anyway. So yeah, what's your question? What's going on with you, Maggie?
Well, talking about love, I can tell you, and you know, for your sons and daughters, etc. My son and daughter-in-law have gifted me with a beautiful 2.5-year-old grandbaby.
Yay.
And I know she is my heart and my joy and just such a love bucket. Yes, she's wonderful. But they've been trying for over 14 months now to conceive again, and they're running into some issues. And I'm just
are they on fertility drugs yet?
No, nothing like that. No.
Twins run in your family?
They would, they would skip me. So yes.
Okay. That's the way it works. I think, twin boys.
is it something I can do, to help them?
They have to do it. You know how it works, right?
Yes. But I'm saying, should I get it? Maybe ask God for a gift, to help them. They're looking at something with maybe hormonal or
That's a fertility thing. Yeah, yeah. Whatever they're doing, just let them do it and tell them to have at it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Twin boys.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Your hands are pretty hot right now.
Yes, they are.
Okay, that means I told you the truth. Really simple.
Oh, there. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just trying to get you more people to love.
Yeah.
You know, the cool thing about it is when you got more people to love, you got more people to love you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, it will be. Have fun. Yeah. Enjoy that. Let me know when it happens. Okay.
Thank you. I will. Cool. Love you.
Thank you, Maggie.
I love you. She does love.
I know. I love her too.
You guys can feel it. That's nice. So I like it. I like it when it feels like that. Who are we talking to?
Yeah. Thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Kathy South. Kathy.
Hi.
Hey, Hi, girl. Kathy. What's going on with love? Tell me something.
So you told me my Zion partner's on the way back in December. It was like the week before KT was on there. And I've been feeling it. I've been thanking God every night for my partner that I don't know who he is yet or how it's going to happen and don't care. But I did the virtual retreat, and when you guys were at the waterfall, we weren't able to share whatever happened since we didn't come back, but I felt Mother Mary put what looked like a box, and I know what it was. And then as I was typing in the chat and I was saying, I don't really know what this is, I got the message, it's a ring box.
Okay.
So I said, oh, okay. So it's the ring for the partner. And then when I was meditating, I think last week, I asked God about the partner and thanked him again. And I think he put a gold ring band in there. So I don't know when or how.
Are you taking any trips? Are you on any trips coming up?
No, there is one possible thing with work. If it's a day trip to New York in a few weeks, but that was the only thing that's on the even possible.
Yeah. It looks like you might bump into somebody on a trip, and that's what I feel.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was that or something. Eventually I get to go on a gin trip or something, but
maybe that's it.
Yeah. I've been feeling it's connected to gin for years.
Yeah. That's Global Information Network. Yeah. My friend Kevin Trudeau, you know, what's really nice. Like speaking of Kevin, you know, it's really, let me find the message. Anyway, it was a very nice message, that I got, earlier. And I really appreciate things. I really appreciate people. And he goes, And he shows me this wonderful dinner. He's somewhere eating. And he goes, wishing you were here or wishing I was there with you. Ha ha.
Because
we always eat and have fun. Right. And so you can have lots of love, lots of different types of love. You can have friends that are just all about loving you. Mm-hmm. And it's a little trick to it. You just love them back. It's really like you love them. They love you, you know, and it can be over dinner. It can be anything. And then you can tap into that love at any time. If you're shy, some love, you just tap into it and you feel it.
Yeah. And I've been using the friends and then my dog, who actually for once is right there.
Oh, where? Oh, there we go. Oh yeah. That's a position my dog has all the time. My dog's.
Yeah. Her head's in the bag, but it's a greyhound. And, I think I got woke up. I kept asking God to help me because she was having issues with walking and getting cramps in her back legs for like a month and a half now. And I kept saying, okay, look, I'm tired of the meds. And I woke up two nights ago, like 3 or 4 in the morning, I got magnesium. So I started giving her magnesium supplements and she started wanting to walk.
Good. It worked.
I'm like, oh, thank God. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes you can tap into like what to do for yourself or for your pooches. But I see you meeting your soulmate, I think, on a gin trip. That's what I think.
Thank you for confirming that. And I have one other question, kind of interesting. Okay. So I've been asking for my sight to be cleared so that I can see more of the dimensions to do more work.
Okay.
And Tuesday when I got to, I work part-time in a bank, so tons of computers. It happened after I got there and it goes in for about an hour, but I remembered it happened about 3 weeks ago. It's like a half moon of like kaleidoscope. Okay. And I want to make sure if the kind of sense that it's something happening with my eyesight, because it moves if I move my eyes, but it's really bizarre because I have to look at a computer and work with people in front of me. So I'm seeing this kaleidoscope over here while I'm trying to, you know, do stuff at a bank. I just wanted to see if you had any information or can help me clear that or move it faster.
I think it has to do with light gifts coming into you.
Okay.
Well, that's what I think. I don't think it's physical. Like, I think, you know, is this something with your vision? No, not really. I think it's spiritual. I think it's many times I'll get all kinds of spiritual things that come to me and I have to figure out what is that, you know, how does that work? But as I see it, I see it's a realm of light that's coming into you. And so that's good. Yeah. It's just, it'll come. Yeah. See, when I'm doing it, I'm actually invoking it right now. When I put it around, you see, you feel it. I saw your face go. I think you guys can see this on the screen. You can see her face turn gold right now. Can you guys see your face get shiny and gold? There it goes. There we go. I don't know if you can see that or if it's in my eyes, but anyway, it's a gift of gold light. That'll make you lucky. That'll make you lucky and wealthy. And so there we are. Good luck. Have fun with you. So wait, a gin trip. I see you meeting somebody and there you are. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
Good luck. Hey.
Thank you, Kathy.
Fun.
Yes.
Oh, so, you know, we're making, you know, Jared is working with me. He's doing the board tonight, but he's like, he's missing. What is it you're missing? WrestleMania. And so this, you love wrestling. Something's wrong with you. And so, but you know, it's like the big WrestleMania is in Las Vegas.
It's in Philadelphia.
It's in Philadelphia? Yeah. Oh, okay. But it used to be in Las Vegas every year, right? Yeah. Back in the day. Well, I was in it back in the day. And so I was the centerpiece of WrestleMania. This is WrestleMania 40? 40. Okay. And so 40 years of WrestleMania. And so I was the centerpiece of the WrestleMania in Las Vegas. I'm trying to remember. I think this was maybe like 20 or somewhere in there. And so anyway, remember I was with wrestling stuff, Dean? You remember. You were back around. You were around.
It was in the 90s, so I guess that would be WrestleMania 1. I'm just joking.
You're funny.
I don't know. It was like, I don't know, maybe WrestleMania 15 with Paul Orndorff and all that stuff. So
Yeah. That's crazy. So I remember. And it's like, everybody's like, what? You know? What? What is all that about?
You should go back in a wrestling. You should go back in a wrestling gear. You could be the Rock's manager. Yeah, you could be the Rock's manager or something like that. I could see you on the side of it.
Yeah. Well, I was with Paul. I was with Mr. Wonderful, and so, but I did all the stuff with Hulk Hogan because Hulk Hogan was my real buddy, and he would like come and hang out. And anyway, whatever. You'd have to be there. You'd have to be there. Yeah, but we're talking about what you love. And so you love wrestling. And I'm like, that's kind of old news, but okay. You know, the best part about being popular doing wrestling back in the day was I was on all the wrestling shows on Saturday morning. And so every time I went to the grocery store, I was so popular. I mean, my popularity went sky high with all the 6-year-olds. I would be like in the vegetable aisle and I would have like 3 kids wrapped around my legs hugging me like mama, you know, whatever. And so it was like that. And so wrestling's great though, I guess so, Jared. Anyway, you'd love it. That's crazy, you love it. All right, you can love it, it's all right. Anyway, so WrestleMania is tonight, guys, just let you know. You want to go watch that? Anyway, so who are we talking to?
Please, thank you, Jerry. I'm going to put Larry Marquez.
Okay, Larry.
Yep, I got Larry.
You got
him? Hey, Larry.
Please unmute.
Hey, hello.
Hey, buddy. I'm good. What's happening with you? What's about love? You got to tell me something about love. Tell me something about love.
You know what? I was going to ask you, ask a couple questions about certain things, but since we're talking about love, I'm going to be talking about how much I love my children, how much I love my grandchildren, how much I love my girlfriend, Lisa, how much I love my brothers and sisters, how much I love myself.
You really do.
Gary and everybody here. Oh,
thank you. I love you back. Yeah.
When you said about talking about love,
Let me explain something, and I want you to tell me what you're saying. Hold on to your thought. You got it? You got your thought? Okay, we'll pick back up there. When he says, I love you, Gary, right? I didn't know he loved me, but he said he loved me. So I projected, I love you back. I love you the same and more if I can possibly do that as you love me. When I did that, I got all this light inside of me. See, he got teary. Feel that? And so we had this exchange of love. That's how it works, guys. That's how it works. And a lot of you guys have people who love you and they're projecting love to you every day and you're lazy and you're not doing it back. So if you project love back, you'll get, and they will get, just like we got right there, the benefit of him loving me. And he loves me and I love him back. And I love all of his family, all his people, everybody you talk to, you love them. I love them. You see? And so that's how love works. That's how you expand love spiritually. That's a big deal. Anyway, now I'll pick back up where you were. What did you have? You were talking.
And I love this guy right here.
Who you got? There we are. He's a love bug. He's great. Let me see his face again. Is he still there? Let me see his face. Oh my God. Oh my God. And if you guys don't like dogs, what the hell is wrong with you? And so what is he anyway?
He's a golden doodle.
That's what I thought. That's all he was. Yeah. They're great dogs.
He's my boy. I love him so much. He drives me crazy sometimes, but I love him to death.
And that's the way love is. That's what it is. But you know, you got to love, guys. You got to love. And so you have a question? Any questions?
I had the last time I talked to you about, I was talking about my health and stuff, what's really interesting, a lot of these answers that are coming about. But, you know, I do have, you know, trouble with money for some reason. I could get like a raise. And by the time I, you know, pay everything, I just end up with the same amount all the time. It's like it never goes up and never goes down, which is really.
Let me get you a big gift of abundance. Is that okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, this is the biggest gift of abundance I can get. Okay? And what city do you live in?
I live near Cleveland, Ohio. I live in Maple Heights. It's probably like 20 minutes from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. All right. All right. There we go. I'm gonna work on you here for a second. I got you the gift of diamonds. You got a diamond crown and you got a diamond suit all over your body. Feel how your sinuses open?
Yes.
Feel how bright you feel?
I feel tingly around the back of my neck.
Yeah, that's your God cord. So all these gifts come down through your God cord and lit you up. Feel how you're getting warmer and warmer?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, all you gotta do is just say, God, please give me these gifts of abundance, please.
God, please give me these gifts of abundance, my Father. Thank you.
Now then, your hands got really warm when you said thank you. Now see, it looks like that. You're wearing a diamond suit. And so you got all these gifts of diamonds. This is a really big deal. You guys should piggyback on this gift. This is a big gift. Some of you guys will get it if you ask God for it. There we are. Give me the gift of diamonds, God, please. There we go. Now then, feel how your sinus is open. You feel really super bright.
Yes.
Crazy feeling, right?
Yes.
There we go.
I feel a lot of love, too. I feel a lot of love. Since you mentioned that about love, I don't know. I just got...
That's who you are.
Me, you know,
well, that's who you are. Make sure you have your number in the chat to Michelle. Make sure you give Michelle your number, okay? And so, because I got a couple of ideas for you anyway. And so, but I just see you getting really, really feel how warm you got now.
Yes,
there we go. All right, that lets me know my idea is right. There we go. Just say, God, thank you for the abundance. Thank God. You know, and somebody said this the other day. I can't remember what I was seeing, but you want to thank God for the abundance you're going to get in advance. So when you ask God for a gift and you feel light or tingly or warm, you go, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for this abundance in advance. And so, but there you are. You're all lit up. Let's see how we do now. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gary. God bless.
All right. All right. Hey, thanks. Thanks, buddy. That sounds good. He made me high. Good Lord.
Yeah.
That was
nice.
That
was cool.
That was beautiful. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Lindsay and Ben on.
All right, Lindsay and
these
Ben.
These lovebirds here. Hi.
Hey, you're looking good, girl. You're looking all hot. Oh, what are y'all doing? Hey, guys, how are you?
Such a beautiful couple.
Good to see you. Yeah, you're beautiful people. What is your question? What's happening? You guys got love. Look at that. Damn. You know, you got enough love. Y'all could like give away some love. You got so much love. Give somebody else some.
Right. So I'm like, oh my God, take that gift of the perfect soulmate. Take it, please.
There we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Just saying hi. Yeah. Like we're planning a trip and all kinds of stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you going? Where are y'all going?
We're going to Greece for 2 weeks.
I want to go. I'll carry your bags. Well, I'll have somebody else. Anyway, whatever. It was like, no, that's beautiful. You're going to really like it. When I see you, when I look at you guys and see you in Greece, you have a beautiful white light gift that's going to be around you. And so you guys are going to feel like you're high the whole time. It's really, awesome. It's a beautiful gift, but I see it. It's a beautiful white light gift. And I rarely see this particular thing. And so you guys are going to have the time of your life. So good luck with that. It's beautiful. I see you I see you on pretty beaches hanging out. I guess Greece has a lot of pretty beaches, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah. But you're going to
get a lot of friends there. And yeah.
Well, there's a lot of ancient spiritual gifts in Greece. There's a lot going on there. I got a lot of gifts. When I went to Greece, I got all these different gifts. I mean, it was freaky, you know, and so, but you guys will find it will just be like that for you. So beautiful, you know, have a happy time. Send me a picture. Yeah.
Thanks.
Text me a picture or something.
I still owe Michelle her statues from India.
All right.
Oh, thank you. I love you. That means you'll just have to see me.
Yeah.
You'll
you know,
we'll meet you in Greece and pick them up.
There you
well,
go.
You know what's really crazy? I saw both of you guys turn gold right then. I got a vision and I saw you both kind of turn gold. You look like the Oscar on the Oscar Awards. And so, but I saw you turn gold. This is like really cool. So that's abundance. And so you have abundance, you be happy, let's see a lot of love. It's all good. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, anything special that we should know or do?
Drink more, I hear. And so that's good.
Oh, me.
More wine, I think. More wine.
Yay, red wine.
Perfect. Yeah. So you guys, you already got it. You already got it. You guys are beautiful. It sounds good.
Yes, sir.
Come see me.
Thanks. Right. Love you guys.
Good luck.
So much. Love you guys. Love you so much.
You do.
I really.
Y'all are beautiful. They're a pretty couple. You guys are. You guys are like a beautiful couple. You know.
They are.
Aren't they? That's so cool.
Yeah.
They're very like happy.
Yeah, it's like you and Michelle. You guys are. Beautiful. You guys go in a little set of beauty. Hi, we're both pretty.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah,
thank you.
Hi. You're so pretty. Yeah. Everybody, everybody's jealous. Like, God damn, pretty people.
You're funny.
What the hell?
Anyway, they were pretty as well. Who are we talking to?
Thank you. I'm going to put Chauncey on. She's been waiting a while, so I need to get her in there. Chauncey's hey, Chauncey.
Oh, you got it.
How are you?
Hey, my girl.
Thanks for being patient.
Oh. Hello.
Hey, girl. Hi. Hey, what's your question?
I was wondering if you could help my unclear my friend.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
He's got cancer.
Yeah. I'm just clearing away what I say. Give me a minute, okay? When I look, I see this big drop of blue holy water coming from God going down around him. There it goes. Feel how warm you got?
Yes.
Okay. He did too. That was a big deal. Yeah. And see, now you're getting warmer and warmer. Feel that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the healing energy. I just see a lot of healing energy going into it. And so there we go. Beautiful. That feels good. You just say, thank you, God. Just say, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
You have a lot of fate. You have a lot of crazy fate. Right?
But...
Do you know that? I don't know if you know that.
I'm not sure.
Well, you do. You know, I want you to believe. Believe 100%. Just do it. Can you, try.
Oh.
Just believe. Believe 100%. There you go. You did it. You have more faith than you think you do. That's what I say. You know, and there we are. Perfect. Perfect. What else?
Can you help my... can you help my, there's a nephew, there's a nephew, he committed suicide. I'm just wondering if he's, you know, stuck. My ex's nephew.
Mm-hmm. Let me look. Yeah. He's earthbound. Yeah. I see him holding his head and screaming. How'd he die?
I'm not sure. I just know he committed suicide.
Maybe he shot himself. But I see him screaming. Anyway, hang on. What's his first name?
Marquise.
Okay. Aim the camera at your head. I can't see you. Let's see the top of your head. There you are, girl. All right. Say his name again.
Marquise.
All right. Yeah, he's all right. Call his name one more time.
Marquise.
I got him. Okay. Tell him to look up.
Look up, Marquise.
Tell him to take the angel's hand.
Take the angel's hand, Marquise.
Walk up that white staircase.
Walk up the white staircase, Marquise.
There he went. You got him. Now your hands got all warm. We got warm all over. Feel that?
Yes.
Okay. There. You felt that, right?
Yes.
Okay. You physically felt it. Have faith.
Yes.
Okay. That's what faith is. Faith is like when something happens spiritual, recognize it, see it, feel it, experience it and believe it. And then the believe it part is the faith. And so have that faith. And then you'll find that anything you manifest will happen for you. So there you go. Easy for you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, girl. There we go. You did that person.
Thank you.
You did that person a big favor. They went on up to the light.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah, don't kill yourself. You'll stay earthbound. That's the dumbest idea.
Yeah. You know?
It's like all the demons that are pummeling you and making you crazy, and you get to hang out with them. Damn, you don't do that. Anyway, who are we talking to?
Okay, I'm going to put Leah Coward on. I think that's how you say her name. Coward.
All right, Leah.
Did I say
Leah, how are you?
Yeah, you don't want to say coward, do you?
Right. No, I was like, no, I don't think it's coward. So I think it's coward.
It's coward. I married into that.
Okay. Love, true love.
Well, it's my ex now, but.
Oh. Oops, sorry.
What about love? What about love? Any love stuff? Any love stuff to come in on?
Yeah. How do I get money to love me?
Stop being mad at it.
Really?
Yep.
You know, that's funny because I've wanted to do this huge project, and I feel like it's like my life path, but I've been really fearful because I feel like money comes to me with karmic timing rather than like creating or manifesting.
I say these words.
I
will
stop
overthinking.
God, that
you really ever been anybody ever have you ever called yourself an overthinker?
Yeah, I get really into thinking, and then I'll get mad or frustrated, and then I go the other way. Then I'm like, oh, this.
I will
stop overthinking.
Okay, feel how light you got on that one. I felt you get lighter.
Yeah, I feel happier.
Okay. So every time you feel like you can't get there from here, I will stop overthinking. Stop overthinking, damn it. That's all you got to do.
So that's just it. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with timing.
Nope.
I just surrender and let it go.
Yeah. That's what I hear in my head.
And that's kind of
You're overthinking now. I can't hear a damn word you say because everything you're saying is overthinking. Do you smoke weed?
No. Uh-uh.
You think like a pot smoker.
I don't even know what that's like.
You should try it. Maybe that's what you need to do. But you're overthinking everything.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, I did that, and then that led to this, and maybe I should have done that or this, or maybe I'm doing this, but my could be blah, 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 and blah, blah, and that's why I'm doing it, and that's why it's met. Your head is so noisy.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sense?
Yes, monkey mind.
At least. Anyway, let me clear. I'm going to get rid of that. You want me to fix it?
Yes.
Where's your mom?
I knew you were going to say, ask me. My mom passed away 6 months ago and my brother passed away yesterday.
So you're freaking, you are losing your mind because your mom passed.
I'm a little resentful.
Yeah. Yeah. Hate her. Hate the whole thing. Hate on it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll fix it all. That's the reason I tell you you're losing your mind. I'm on your side.
Yeah. Well, this is such a great topic for me, this love topic.
Yeah. Well, see, you're not on your own side. I'm on your side. But you're hating on your mom. She's dead.
Yeah.
So you're not resolving anything to hate a dead person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my mom. I'm just angry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, nothing like being angry with a dead person. Yeah, that'll solve it.
Right?
I'm being rough on you, but you're being rough on you.
No, I understand, yeah.
Stop it. You just got to stop it. Stop overthinking. You're capable of driving yourself totally crazy, you know?
Yes.
Okay. You're close.
Yeah.
I'm being serious.
I believe you. I believe
yeah,
you.
Yeah, don't drive yourself nuts. Let me work this out. What's your mother's name?
Christine.
Mm-hmm. Who's Mary or Marie with her?
Marty?
Who's that? Yes, M-A-R. Who's Marty. That? Oh, okay. There we are. Yeah, because I saw a woman, so I wouldn't associate Marty. Okay. Yeah, who is that? Is that her sister?
No, it's her brother. Well, her sister-in-law.
Where is she?
I don't really know. She travels all over. She's retired, okay. And her husband, Bill, travel all over.
All right. I see your mom, and she says she wishes she was her. And so I think your mom would have enjoyed that life. And so she's hanging out with her, traveling or doing whatever they do. But your mom tells me to tell you she loves you. She's sorry she weren't perfect, but she says she really loves you and she wants you to be okay. And she's going to have, I mean, you may have had them already, but I see some dreams where she's going to come to you. And so, but she's really right around pretty close for you. Is what I see. She tells me to tell you her head is good now. And yeah. So, you know.
I think I have her head.
Mm-hmm. Not now. I got rid of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You were in, you know, you can be possessed by demons. You can also be possessed by other people. The most common person to be possessed by is a control freak mother. And so, but I see that you have some part of her, not the good part of her, that you were really possessed by, and it was making you nutty. And so,
my dad was.
Well, it's just a big mess. Stop overthinking. Just stop. There's nothing to discuss. There's nothing to talk about. You know, it's not like you're going to talk your way through and get rid of a trauma. You're creating more traumas. You know, you're exactly backwards on that whole routine.
Yeah.
And so I just now cleared away the possession that I saw your mom had over you. And you're going to be better if you let yourself be better. Or if you keep on overthinking. And all you got to do is ask God for the gift to stop overthinking.
Oh, God, please. Can I have the gift to stop overthinking?
See a golden brain going around your head and now going in. There we go. There you go. Now see this beautiful golden brain. I see your forehead starting to sweat. Feel how warm you're getting inside your head? Different feeling. Sinuses open. Face got warm. There we go. Yeah. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay now. And you won't drive yourself totally mad.
I have another question because I wasn't planning on asking this, but my brother John passed away. Mm-hmm. Well, they found him yesterday.
Sorry.
And he was a alcoholic. He drank himself to death.
Right.
And I was wondering.
He's earthbound. So let me get him where he needs to go. I just see him in a bed. And so here we are.
That's where he passed away and laying in a bed.
Where what? In bed, right? Yeah, he's still in the bed. And so he killed himself in bed, basically. And so here we go. I'm going to clear him. There we go. Now then, call his name.
John.
Okay, you're going to help him get to the light. He's stuck, okay? And so, because he drank himself to death.
Yeah.
And so, that's the reason he's still in bed where he died. And so, you'll always find him right where they did it, you know? And so, call his name again.
John.
Take the angel's hand, John. Say it.
Take the angel's hand, John.
He did it. Okay. All right. Tell him to take a step into the light.
John, take a step into the light.
One more step. He's smiling now. One more step. There he went. Okay, he went all up. Now look how you see you got warm all over. Feel it?
Yeah, there you are. I felt the tightness of my chest leave.
Yeah, just because you saved his life. Yeah. You saved better than his life, his whole being, his soul, his, you know, everything. So there we are. You did him the biggest favor anybody could ever do anybody. Beautiful. There we go, honey.
Nice. Thank you.
You be good, okay?
I shall.
All right. Don't overthink. Love you. All right. Bye.
Bye.
See you soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Leo.
That's cool. She helped her
brother. I'm glad we got her on.
Yeah, that was great.
Good job, Gary.
And tomorrow we got a master class, guys. Tomorrow we're doing a big master class. You guys, woo-hoo-hoo. Masterclasses is where we actually take apart the spiritual gifts that we've already received a lot of times and also get a lot of new spiritual gifts that we figure out how to use. Be a part of my Enlightenment Club. If you guys are not a part of my Enlightenment Club, GarySpivey.com, Enlightenment Club, and you can join us also Wednesday for the energy clearance. We do them every Wednesday. But the spiritual masterclass we do usually around the end of a month or sometimes the first week of the next month. That's what we're doing now. And so tomorrow, spiritual masterclass, GarySpivey.com, Enlightenment Club. So join our Enlightenment Club, and this will really, really save your life. You can do these different meditations, ask for these spiritual gifts, whether it be love or whether it be abundance or whatever's going on, you'll be able to get all those things. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys a lot. And so also 800-827-GARY for a private reading, GarySpivey.com. Appreciate you guys. Let me talk to Artemis one more time. I gotta finish.
You gotta put him on, yeah.
Artemis, what are you doing? Frankly, we're all flirting with you because we're gonna come and move in with you. We're going to Bali. So we're living with you, and that's what we're doing. So anyway, just so you know, no evil intention. We're just all gonna move in at one time. So anyway, there you go.
Thank you so much.
So what's happening with you?
Okay, so first of all, there was this village that I talked about a month ago, and we're planning to throw an event there.
Good.
Which is great. So, Gary, I have
Inviting us to come to the event, right?
It's going to be a regular event, so you can come anytime. Yeah, it's going to be like a monthly thing.
All right.
So, please. But I do have a question. And this is kind of, this is very intimate for me. But so I get stuck with money sometimes. I was raised in a household where I didn't have to do anything to make money. And the thing is, I'm a very capable guy. And I went through Kevin's training. But sometimes I get this in the situation where I just play dead and help and call my mommy for money. Well, and I'm like 35 years old and I'm so done with that. And
you know, the only one thing I want to ask you.
Yeah.
What's her number? Hi, I'm your son, right? Oh, that's a beautiful thing to have. And you're bitching about this? No, tell me.
But it's like, I don't know how to get myself out of this situation. Whatever I do works out. But then a month or 2 months into it, I get stuck in my head and I drop everything and I go back to nothing again. And it's like, I don't even know how to explain it.
I see the routine you're in. You're doing this thing with this town where you're creating basically Airbnbs where people can come and stay in this town and enjoy this beautiful heaven on earth place where you are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that kind of what you're doing?
Kind of. It's like I have this village that eventually that's going to... Oh, my God. I apologize, but you can feel how stuck I am sometimes.
No, but see, here's what I'm saying. What I just said, just do that and shut up is what I hear. The thing I said, just do that. That's all you got to do. And I see all these people and I see it being really wonderful. And I see you being a big catalyst to make all this happen because you're doing something that's really human, almost like humanitarian kind of like I can't say the word philanthropy. How do you say it, guys?
Philanthropy.
Philanthropy. There you go. Anyway, and so, but I see you really nailing it. Keep with your original idea and do that, and that's it.
Okay.
And I see it working really, really well, and it's just going to get bigger and better and brighter and there, and you're going to be a part of all that, and also pay yourself some money as you go, so you can afford to eat. You know, you want to pay you.
Baby, you know? That's.
You leave yourself out because you're selfless. Being selfless is not a bad thing because you're not all about you. But, you know, you gotta live. And so you want to make sure you include yourself in, you know, in the living part. But I see you nailing this thing. Keep with the idea of the thing, not anything else. And then I see it all working for you. You just got to stay in the center. Ask God for the spiritual gift to make this win.
God, please help me. Please give me the spiritual gift to make this win, please.
There you go. How hot did you get?
I got something like, woof.
Yeah, really hot. There, you got it. I see a big giant diamond around you. For you guys that are trying to make things work out in your life and you're trying to figure out how to make this happen and you can't get there and you feel like you're stuck or you do the same damn thing over and over and over and over, what you want to do, ask God for the spiritual gift of the diamond. He got a big giant blue diamond around him, and that's the spiritual gift that he just got. And so just say, God, please give me the spiritual gift of this big blue diamond. There you are. And there it goes. And then it just went around you. There we go. Went around you guys. That's a big spiritual gift. And there's a ton more spiritual gifts. I mean, I'm amazed at all the spiritual gifts that are coming down these days. Used to, if we got like, it looks like that. And so, and you're inside of it. And so this big, beautiful blue diamond and God, it looks like it, this one, you know? And so if I can pick it up, there we are. So you want to simply ask God for the gift of that. And when you do, you'll find everything will work out really, really brilliantly bright and amazing. And so you have to really imagine this spiritual gift. It looks just like that. Isn't that cool? I got one of these things. And so you just see it big around your body, around your head, and you get inside of it. And it's really simple. And then you'll find that this gift of this spiritual gift of this blue diamond will actually bring you in tremendous light. Tomorrow we'll be doing and experiencing a lot of spiritual gifts, a lot of new ones, a lot of cool ones, a lot of ones we got recently. Make sure you guys are a part of the Enlightenment Club tomorrow as we take everything apart in pieces and, of course, put it back together in perfect. And so I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you. GarySpivey.com, Enlightenment Club. And or just call me up, 800-827-GARY, for a private reading. I love you guys, and I'll see you real, real soon.